from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. Nebraska is getting pounded by a severe weather system, which is barreling across the nation's heartland. There have been several confirmed tornadoes, the largest hitting the Omaha and Lincoln areas. That's where a twister took down a building in Lancaster County, part of an industrial complex. Employee Dwayne John says there's nothing left.
All the south side's gone. That's where it must have just dropped down on us. Half the parking lot is good, and some of the cars are not touched. The other half of the parking lot, cars are rolled all over. It dropped right on top of us.
At least three people were hurt. The jury in Donald Trump's hush money trial heard today from Rona Graff, his longtime personal assistant.
Graff's testimony was brief, but all those years of record-keeping packing a punch. She kept Trump's calendar and his contacts, and Graff told the jury she entered information for porn star Stormy Daniels, including her mobile phone number. And there was more. Graff testified she had a vague recollection of seeing Daniels in Trump Tower.
ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York. The final sentence has been handed down in the 2019 death of Elijah McClain, who was stopped by police, held down, and injected with a drug by paramedics.
What I would like to do now is just talk to Elijah.
Aurora, Colorado Fire Department paramedic Jeremy Cooper stood at his sentencing and spoke to 23-year-old Elijah McClain, who died in his care after Cooper injected him with ketamine to calm him in police custody.
Elijah, I am a man of faith. I know you are here among us, and you can hear me.
McClain's heart stopped, and he later died.
I want you to know how sorry I am that I couldn't save you.
Convicted of criminally negligent homicide, Cooper was given 4 years probation. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The FAA wants to know why the emergency evacuation slide fell off a Boeing 767 in midair. The plane turned around and landed safely. You're listening to ABC News. Federal prosecutors today announced DEA agents seized 100,000 fentanyl pills and 150 pounds of meth in a major drug bust at a home in Orlando. U.S. Attorney Roger Handberg held a press conference about the ride today.
The defendant in this case was not storing those drugs in a warehouse in some faraway remote location. Instead, he was storing them in two residences in this community.
A man is under arrest. If you're still sneezing this time of year, it's likely to be from allergies or something else. The CDC says this year's unusually long flu season's winding down.
It appears flu season has peaked. The CDC shows medical visits for flu-like illnesses fell below the threshold of an active flu season for the third straight week. New England doctors say they are still experiencing an active flu season right now, but health officials say no state is showing a high level of flu activity. Since October, the CDC says 24,000 people died from the flu, including 148 children. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Drake has reportedly taken down a song which included an artificial intelligence-generated imitation of the late rapper Tupac Shakur. Billboard says Shakur's estate sent Drake a cease and desist letter threatening legal action if the song was not removed. The song is reportedly no longer available on social media. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.